On the show today, we have Alabama Teacher Credit Union Emily Maven and Joe Wood talking about 10 ways to elevate your credit union's social presence. So check it out. And welcome to the show, guys. Thanks for taking time out to chat with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We're excited to talk a little bit of social media today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. We're excited.
Indeed, indeed. All right, let's talk about it. You guys wrote a story that was in Credit Union Times recently entitled 10 Ways to Elevate Your Credit Union's Social Presence, which I think which was a fabulous story, and this is why I'm calling you guys, because I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into it. But you started out the story by saying, I'm reading my notes here, that social media may strike fear in the hearts of many a marketer. Why is this? Shouldn't we be used to social media by now? We're well into it. We should be like social media 4.0 by now, something like that. What's going on here?
I think if social media was our only job, it wouldn't be so. We wouldn't be so scared of it.
True.
But it's not. You know, we wear so many hats, especially in the marketing department and PR and community involvement. And social media is sometimes the last thing that we want to think about. It's just overwhelming, I guess I would say. So I think that's why we kind of introed the article like that. It just can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. If we break it down into digestible steps, we can take care of it and we can actually do a good job at it.
Yeah, indeed. Joe, you want to add anything there?
Oh, just absolutely. You have to take it step by step. And when we say overwhelming, we realize a lot of people have, like she said, a lot of hats. They have a lot of responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're thrown into the deep end with this, and they may be overwhelmed with it. But that's why we suggest you actually do what you can manage and build from there. I mean, one day you may be able to have a pure social media person on staff, marketing department. But we have to juggle a lot of balls and do a lot of different things like that. So having a plan is definitely where you need to start with that.
Yeah, that's a common occurrence that I've found as well. I mean, at credit unions, a lot of people, especially those smaller credit unions, people are doing a lot of jobs, you know, and so social media is like the last thing on their mind, especially kind of when you're doing the traditional marketing stuff. But social media is very complementary to the traditional stuff, as we are all finding. And so, I mean, out of the 10 ways, I mean, you guys obviously, you listed 10 ways to elevate your credit union. So let's kind of make it easy here. I mean, out of the 10 ways, are there a couple or two or three that you can kind of we can focus on and that might make might quell the fear a little bit and get people down the right road here?
Absolutely, and I actually would start with our first step: develop a clearly defined social media policy. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is kind of your groundwork. The groundwork's important because you don't want to just jump in that deep end. You want to make sure your board's on board, your management supports you. I worked at a marketing firm prior to this credit union job, and we actually had a credit union come to us and say, our board wants a Facebook page, but we really don't. Can we just get you guys to help us with that? But turn all the comments off. We don't want to hear from these.
Can't do that. Oh, sorry.
That's what we told them. And they're like, can we just turn them off? Find a way. And we tried to explain it. And, you know, social media, you want to be social.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
That's the whole point. But that's why, you know, we think a lot of people are afraid of it. But it's changed a little bit. But you want to develop that policy and have everybody on board. The second step would be number two, actually, and get that comprehensive plan. So you want a game plan. You want to know what you're going to be involved with. What is it going to be? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or do you want to just tackle Facebook? You definitely want to make sure you're in your lane, so to speak.
Right. Gotcha.
Don't you know? And you want to know what topics you're going to talk about. You know, you want to define these and have a calendar of events, so to speak. And like today is National Coffee Day.
Oh,
so we saw that and said, you know what, we're going to participate in that. So sometimes you go off the plan a little bit, but
that's
you
fine.
Kind of peer back in.
That's being social.
Right.
Be social with people. Stuff comes up. The third step that I like is don't just post about your credit union. And this goes back to the foundations of being a social media outlet. You don't want to spam people and make it all about you.
Yeah.
You want to, and you can partner with other credit unions. You know, we're all in this together. We have a lot of people who follow us and we follow them back. And we give them likes and we see likes from them. So it's a community.
Yep. Good place to get ideas too.
What's that again? I'm sorry, Emily. Go ahead.
It's a good place to get ideas, network with other credit unions in the social media arena.
Cooperative. That's exactly. The key word. Hey, man, let's live it even in the social media realm. Let's live the cooperative model there too. So, what has worked well for you guys that might work well for some? I mean, every credit union is different. Every credit union has different resources and obviously membership demographics, all that. But what has worked well for you guys that you might want to pass on to other credit unions?
So the number one tip that I could give smaller credit unions, larger credit unions, engage your staff. Mm-hmm. Make them a part of your social media plan.
Okay.
And give them authority to brainstorm and help you. The more leverage you can gain with your staff, the more liking, commenting, and sharing they're doing for you, mm-hmm. the more mm-hmm. their friends are going to see and the more exposure you will have. Okay. So I just really encourage people to get their staff involved. And we've done some fun things to encourage that here at Alabama Teachers. Joe might want to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what are some examples of engaging your staff?
Well, we did. We have product knowledge meetings where we talk about upcoming marketing events and such happenings around the credit union, and we use this as an opportunity to do things like games, or we call this thing the social score, and we kept track of their likes and shares for a month.
Assign different point values for likes, point value for share, point value commenting.
Yes.
And we kind of put a time span on this and said, hey, we've got prizes to give out. So we've given out an Apple TV, a tune in night vacation. Let's see, what else did we give? An Apple Watch gave out.
When we launched the Apple Watch app.
Can you stop it? I'm leaving right now. I'm coming to your credit union. I'm working right now. Hang on.
Come on. Come see us.
Man, I'm coming out.
We just think it's so important to have people where you work partner with you almost. And you don't want to force them and say, you have to like our stuff.
Yeah,
or you have to share our stuff.
Don't mandate it.
Because they probably won't. Mm-hmm. And they'll feel treaded on.
Yep.
But you want them to engage with you. And that's what Emily was saying. Bring them into your meetings. We've gotten great creative ideas from people of all of our staff all over the credit union. Mm-hmm. And it makes them have fun. Then all their friends see their stuff. Think about the people around you may work with and how many friends are on their Facebook wall, mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It multiplies.
Yeah. Use them in your advertisement. We've used our images of our employees when we were advertising our Apple Watch app. And we tagged them in the photos, and it just, the exposure is just, I don't want to say goes viral, but you have a lot more exposure that way.
Indeed. So. Yeah, because I just got back from, I was speaking at a conference this past week, actually, in Orlando, and one of my presentations was called the See You Selfie, and it's all about, we all take selfies and stuff, and it's like, okay, take a picture of yourself, and it's kind of an analogy type of thing. Like, you take a picture of your credit, and how does it look? But at the mm-hmm. very beginning of my presentation, I told everyone to take a selfie of themselves, and say, hey, we're at this conference, we're having a great time, we're listening to this. But anyway, it was all about enhancing their credit union's image. And I said, that one little thing, that one little rock in the pond can create this ripple. And the next day, I was speaking with one of the ladies that was in the presentation, and she goes, I got 38 likes off of my selfie yesterday that I took. I was like, see, look what happened. One little tiny thing, little minor thing, created this big ripple. So it's just, you never know what can happen.
People want to see your credit union as a person, a personality, and not just an entity.
Yep.
And I think using your people really gives them that warm and fuzzy feeling, mm-hmm. and it's just it helps all the way around.
Yep, indeed.
Absolutely. And I would say definitely give recognition to them. Mm-hmm. Thank them in your meetings. A lot of times if there's a community event, we'll go around the credit union, and if we're all wearing a certain color for a certain day or our happening, we put them out there. We let them tag themselves. But we give the recognition back to them.
One really neat thing we did, it was Miracle Jeans Day a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we led up to Miracle Jeans Day, which was on the 14th, by asking our staff to tell why they wore jeans. So they each had a picture printed out of the maybe someone they knew or that was in their family that had to go to the children's hospitals, mm-hmm. and they held those up and told their stories. So you make it personable.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. It's hard to relate to a logo or a building, but you can relate to a person much easier. That personal thing is such a key thing. All right, so from your perspective, how are credit unions faring in the social media world? What can we do better here? Because I know there's still a lot of people out there that, like you said, like in your opening line, they're still scared of it. But there's on the flip side, there's a lot more credit unions that are doing a great job. So, but there's still those out there that are like a little tentative. What do you say to those folks?
I think, I've seen it grow, especially over this last year with our Instagram account. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of credit unions. The images we were just talking about, Miracle Jeans Day, had a lot of credit unions supporting us and liking us. So I give them a follow. Sweet. And then they follow us back. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's grown a lot as far as, you know, community helping each other. Yeah. And I think that's a great thing.
That's a good message. Definitely.
If you can actually see what someone in Colorado is doing and maybe, oh, that's a great idea. We want to utilize that in our credit union. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually had a lady a few months ago from South Dakota, a marketing director there, contact me and said, hey, I saw your post about a promotion you were doing on Facebook. I want to know more about this. So I think it's becoming a great tool for us to reach our members, but also collaborate with each other. Yep. Like I said, we've seen it grow tremendously, especially in the past year or two. I think I would just encourage those, like we talked about, don't be scared. It is manageable. It is work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't lie. Yeah. But if you break it down and you break it into little steps, you can do it and you can do a good job at it.
Indeed. What's the hot network right now? Is it for credit unions? Obviously, right now for millennials and younger is like Snapchat is really huge right now, obviously, and Instagram will always be the Facebook. What's the hot one right now that credit unions should be looking at? Is it just the kind of the main three, like the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or is there something else that we should be looking at?
I think for us, what's been our highest success is Facebook.
Okay.
But Instagram has become much bigger.
Really?
And and we've enjoyed getting that activity there, and we've seen that grow a lot. But definitely Facebook we have the most likes and the most comments and shares and that kind of thing.
And I will say, I've just noticed personally scrolling through my Facebook feed, videos are becoming more and more prevalent. You'll see a video, 10 videos to one picture, and basically just text postings are almost out on Facebook on the mobile app. So we're trying to use a lot more videos and using YouTube, especially internally. Mm-hmm. We have made some to post externally, but be cognizant of that. Videos are becoming huge.
Oh, I like that. Hey, you're preaching to the choir right here. I like that because I'm a big video person, obviously. Who would have thought? All right, to wrap up here, I mean, do you guys have any other advice to provide credit unions out there with their social media efforts? I mean, this is excellent stuff so far. And anything else to kind of close us out here?
Think outside the box and try to have your finger on the pulse of trends. Check the current trends. I mean, there are places and resources that podcast. You can learn, like this podcast right here, or definitely learn from it. We're having to constantly learn and try to keep up and try to innovate. Like, what can we do a little different? You know, and check your analytics. Facebook has great analytics. Yeah. You can use as a resource to see, am I doing a good job? Did this work? Or should we try something different?
Yeah, indeed. I'm looking at social media now as kind of like what's going on with payments in the mobile space and how fast it's changing right now. Social media is the same way. I mean, we're putting a lot of effort into payments and that type of stuff to keep up with it and stay relevant in that technology because it's just going nutty over there. Same thing with social media. You got to keep up with it and maintain. And so it is a lot of work. But boy, if you can do it, it's well worth it. Yeah. Okay.
And have fun. I mean, we have a blast with it. You know, we say work, but it's fun work.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about. And they get the message out there and your branding and image, all that type of stuff. It's helped so much. And like you said before, Emily, it's personal. It's a personable message and people really relate to that. All right, guys. This has been awesome. Thank you so much. I'll point everyone in the CU Times article direction too, because there were some really other good points in there too that we couldn't get to here, obviously. But thanks again. Hey, let's check back in a few months and see where you guys are.
Sounds great. And we'd love to help anyone that, you know, that is just starting off, or if we can give any advice, just like you said, point them to contact us.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Is it okay to put your email and all that type of stuff in there?
Absolutely.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We'll put all that in the show notes. All right, Emily, Joe, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.